Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm your host, Karen Nowicki, and today, after a full and delicious lunch, I have Josh Scott and Jarrett Ransom, two of the new owners with Dough Mama Pizza. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Karen. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So my belly really is full. I probably should only have had half that pizza, but I ate the whole darn thing. It was excellent. Tell us about Dough Mama Pizza.
So Dough Mama is a 100% mobile food truck. So we do not have a brick and mortar restaurant. And we do brick oven pizzas. They are handmade, handcrafted, as we like to say. All of the dough, as well as the sauce, the pomodoro, as well as the pesto, is handmade from scratch. So these are authentic Italian pizzas.
And truly delicious. So we knew you were going to come today. So we arranged with Regis and Wells Fargo to have you serving lunch from, I think, 11 to 1. Got out there and took some pictures and got to talk with a few people. And the reviews and everybody had nothing but great things to say about the pizza.
Great. So you liked your pepperoni?
It was delicious.
Good. Yeah.
I did like me pepperoni. Yeah. And like I said, I really should have saved two slices, but I just kept gobbling it up.
It's hard to do.
Yes. So how do the two of you land with a food truck business? How does that happen? Is that like in, you know, the beginning of time when you're Tanner's age, you said, gee, I'd like to own a food truck?
Well, being in the service industry since 97, kind of working mom and pop shops to the fine dining to just about everything at the front of the house, get an opportunity to do something on our own and being able to put a little twist to ourselves, just kind of influenced us to go out and do it ourselves and see what we can do and see the reactions from people once we get started. So it was an easy decision.
Yeah. And being in the service industry for that long, you know people and you know food and you know service, right?
Oh, plenty of people to fall back on, plenty of connections that we've made over the, you know, years of being in the industry. It's definitely easy to fall back and ask people, you know, different questions and also be able to put other twists on things from, you know, different chefs and people that I've worked with. So it'll be interesting here in the future when we'll be able to work out some special pizzas and bring our own little flair to it.
And you have taken ownership just within the last couple of months. Is that right?
That's right. This summer. We purchased the trailer this summer from a previous owner that already had Dough Mama in existence. And, you know, when we found out the trailer was for sale, then basically I contacted Josh and said, hey, we have this opportunity. I think we should strike while the, you know, while it's hot. And he sparked the conversations with Steve, the previous owner, and we made it work. So really our first month in operation was just recent in November.
Yeah, that's great. And I know that Dough Mama Pizza already has an excellent reputation. So it's not like you have to rebuild the reputation.
Right.
It's just keep, I think you had said earlier, just keep that flame going.
Keep it going. Even the recipes, we, you know, he handed over the recipes. And whether he typed them or literally sent them in a text message, but we got all of his recipes for his signature, you know, pizzas, as well as the shirts that we wear, which is the sexy grandma hand tossing a pizza.
It's a great logo.
Right. So Dough Mama, she is live.
And the truck's great too. It's this bright red truck. And in fact, I was happened to walk out of the building with somebody as I was getting ready to place my order. And you have that great little tall table with all the, you know, napkins and the Parmesan cheese and whatever you need, straws. And it's got that, you know, traditional Italian tablecloth. It's just kind of a fun way to land, in this case, in front of a business. What other kind of events and or locations do you prefer to show up to and work with?
Well, we did do the Pizza Fest that was here in November. So that was a big event for us down at Margaret T. Hentz Park. And then we do weddings, we do private events, we do lunches at corporate buildings. You know, that's the fun of our trailer is we really aren't limited to what we can and can't do. I mean, if the available options out there and we can pull up with a trailer, let's make it happen. So that's what is intriguing with the trailer is we aren't restricted to different events and stuff like that. We can actually make it our own event and we can be a part of the party. And that's what's fun.
I love that. Yeah, it's not location specific. You literally, is there geographical, what perimeter that you go to, or are you pretty open to
Metro Phoenix area? I mean, we're looking to do events in Sedona. We'll do Flagstaff, you know, and then our goal is this summer, you know, it does get a little warm. We want to take it up to Park City, up to Utah, and just expand what Domama can do.
Excellent. I'm glad I asked that because I made an assumption that it would just be in the Metro Phoenix area, but it makes sense. Avoid the heat, take your truck with you and go take care of some of those cooler climates.
And it's a balance of our lifestyle, right? So with us, with children, they're in school during the year. And when it's 100 and crazy in, you know, the Metro Phoenix area, we want to take that pizza truck somewhere else where we can continue the business and keep the fire burning, right?
Very smart. Speaking of fire, is there a special kind of wood for wood fire pizzas in general? And with that, do you have a special kind of wood that you use? How does that work?
Yeah, pecan is generally the wood that most people will be cooking with. It just burns hot. It burns for duration. And you've got pistachio. You've got other woods that you can cook with. Like the pistachio burns for a while, but it doesn't burn as hot. And so the pecan is really good. And, you know, it gets that oven up to about 900 degrees so we can cook these pizzas in 2 minutes or less.
Yeah, I can't believe how quick the service was today. I mean, and everything is made to order, right? So it's just a matter of saying, hey, I want that. I would like to try the pepperoni pizza. Right. They asked for my name, said, come back. And I think about 5-6 minutes and I was back. And one of the gals standing in line said, are you Karen? Yep. They have your pizza ready. It was perfect timing and a great day for that. So the studio happens to be near, you know, ASU. I would imagine with some of the events, college campuses are another, you know, great place for you guys.
That's a little difficult nut to crack, right? So when it comes to city zoning, absolutely. So as new business owners, that's definitely been our biggest aha moment is navigating all of the restrictions and zoning for food trucks. So that it's not a conflict with the brick and mortar. However, if we can fall under a special event license, like we did at the pizza festival and some other opportunities, then that, you know, we can definitely do. But for Tempe in particular, there's definitely some tight restrictions that we have to, you know, adhere and be mindful of. But we've gone all over. We've gone, you know, to Queen Creek. We're going out there again to a church. We do a lot of private events on the weekends. We typically have 2 events a day. So we'll do a lunch event as well as a dinner. Right now with the holidays, right? We're doing a lot of holiday corporate parties, private home events. And, you know, as Josh mentioned, really tapping into that wedding market. So that's kind of the hot thing right now. You know, it's trendy is to have a food truck, whether it's at your reception or at the rehearsal dinner. So
those are all fantastic ideas. And food trucks are hot. Don't they even have a food truck reality show or at least they used
it's like
to.
Food truck wars or
something like that. I remember seeing that a couple of times. And I know the town of Gilbert at their farmer's market, they often have several food trucks there. So I would imagine, as you said, Josh, the sky's the limit as to what you can do and really where you can go because you're mobile.
Right? Well, with the metropolitan area that Phoenix is, you know, we've 7 million people, I think I just saw, and we overtook Philadelphia. So, you know, with the sprawl that we have, there's so many cities and so many opportunities. It's you can't even keep up with everything that's going on in each city because each city definitely has their own little food truck Fridays here, food truck Wednesdays. And it's just about coming across and being a part of those and getting Domama out. And you'll see us around town. So you're more than welcome to take a look for us out and about. But definitely it's easy to get out and see the Metropolitan Phoenix with our truck, with this big of an area and as many events going on.
And your truck is very recognizable, right? It's got that Domama on there.
That's
in addition to that, kind of like a fire engine red.
It is.
And Josh, you had mentioned before we went on air that, you know, again, our Regis floor and Wells Fargo knew you were coming today. Our receptionist said, hey, they're coming on Thursday and gave us a time frame. But you mentioned that you even had a couple customers today who saw it on Facebook and ended up showing because they knew you'd be in the area.
And that's a great thing that we're trying to do is get a following. You know, people are, they may live in Mesa, but they work in Tempe or they work in Scottsdale. And we're going to be around the valley and definitely keep an eye open for us because we're not going to be far from you at some point throughout this year.
Jared, this is a new business for you. I mean, it's new for both of you, but
yes.
where are you seeing that this is a really good fit for who you've been leading up to this opportunity.
Yeah. My main, you know, career path, if you will, is definitely helping the nonprofit sector. So we did an event this week, actually, for one of my nonprofit clients, Pierce Family Foundation, and they did a pizza party for the families that they serve. John Jay and Rich, his wife Blake, was there from, you know, the John Jay and Rich show. But we do partner with local charities and organizations, nonprofits, schools, what have you, and we offer the opportunity to give a percentage back to their you know, school or their organization. So that's really where I'm tying in my skill set and expertise. I would say that I'm definitely, you know, a serial entrepreneur. I love the business world. And so I'm able to really bring in my skill sets of running a business, the processes, the systems, you know, how can we really maximize our profit while serving the community? And so for us to be able to offer that opportunity to the local nonprofits and charities and schools, as I said, and again, to, you know, help raise awareness and funds for their needs. We have a marketing piece out right now. It's obviously, let us help raise some dough, right?
Right.
So the tie-in for that.
That's perfect. And I'm sure that you've had a warm welcome and a warm reception from the fans and the customers who have been with Dough Mama for a while then.
Right.
I bet they love
you know, we
that.
Were out at First Friday just last month and we had three guys and I was there. I don't often work the events because I'm usually behind the scenes, but I was there working the register and three guys, different, you know, occasions came up and said, "Oh my gosh, where have you guys been? I've been looking for you. I thought you closed. You know, I didn't know where you were." And we're like, "No, we're here. Thank you for waiting. Yeah. We're back." You know, and again, you can find us on social media as well as our website. And so I just encourage those guys. Thank you. And, you
keep
know,
spreading the word.
Yeah, we're back. So, and yeah, we'll be at First Friday again this month or next month.
I'm embarrassed to say I don't know what First Friday is.
Oh, so it's the downtown like public art walk around the, yeah, Roosevelt Row area of Phoenix. And so the galleries open and organizations, nonprofits, businesses in that sector open. And actually my son's best friend's dad, so you're right, 6 degrees of separation,
right,
offered his private lot for us. And so we could go and park the truck and serve our pizzas. And we did that just, I guess it was this month, and then we'll be there next month. And it's a great place for us to be. And I'm so glad we reconnected with some of the previous followers.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
What is your favorite part about being, let's do this two parts. I'm putting you on the spot. We didn't rehearse this, folks, about being in business for yourself. Cause that's new for you, Josh, right? I mean, I know you've been doing it for a while, but is this your first venture into business ownership?
It is my first. And it's the best part is waking up and turning on my music and going to work right there and right away without somebody else telling me to clock in or,
yes,
you know, and it's just going about, I know it needs to get done and I've got to be the one that's getting it done, you know? And so that is exciting for me because it puts pressure on me to get it done. And the results that I accomplish are because of what I've done. So it's good to see that.
And you have to hustle, right? This is not about getting up in the morning, putting on your music and thinking, "Oh, I guess I'll, you know, get started in about 4 hours." You're working long hours. You're hustling right now.
Well, it's just like painting, you know, you go and you have 2 hour lunch, but you have 4 hours of taping and prep to get to that 2 hour lunch. And then you got to clean up after it. So yeah, 2 hours is actually an 8 hour a day just to serve for 2 hours. And then all of a sudden you do a lot more in pizza than you expect. And you go through all your dough and you've got an event tomorrow. And now you got to make some more pizza dough. So you're always thinking, you're always on your toes, what it is that I need and then how can I improve it? You know, and that's what's exciting is being able to improve on something that you have created.
Absolutely. How does that sound for you, Jared? Is there any new highlights for you now that you're a part of this business? I know you've been in business for yourself for a while, but what's exciting for you from the business perspective with Dough Mama specifically?
Specifically with this, you know, I echo everything that Josh says, except for none of that is what I do,
yeah,
right?
That's his responsibility.
That's his side of it, absolutely. For me, you know, I really, back to the process, I love seeing, okay, how can we reach out to the business world, like your office here? How can we be involved with their lunchtime rotation of food trucks? For me, I really enjoy that aspect of it. I enjoy, of course, connecting with the organizations here in the Valley and different, you know, community groups. But, you know, overall, it's just been eye-opening, and a little humbling, if I can, to really learn this industry. I joke and say, you know, I was a server back in the day and I was horrible. I forgot to put in people's orders. I forgot to give them their food. Like, I was the worst server. So for me to really be in the food market is kind of, you know, something to laugh at. But I enjoy the back end of it and just, you know, helping to run the process. And again, maximize our profits, but to see the end result being something that people enjoy. So for that, you know, I love, and I love the entrepreneur life. So
yeah, we are, what's the saying, that entrepreneurs are the only group of people that will work 80 hours to avoid working 40 hours for somebody else.
Absolutely.
And it's true.
Absolutely. Any day of the week.
Yeah. But there's that freedom, that drive, the excitement, right, the newness, the creativity. And it really is fun to have you guys extending that part of yourselves into this new venture. Tell me about your favorite pizzas. I obviously had the pepperoni today, but do you have a favorite pizza?
You know, everybody's going to hate me, but I love the ham and pineapple. Canadian bacon and pineapple. It's been the Hawaiian staple since I was a kid. And it's just always been the pizza I like to go for. And, you know, Jarrett, she won't put fruit on her pizza.
No,
for sure.
That's my salad or something else.
Yeah, but I'm not a big fan of that one either, but there are a lot of people. My son actually likes that pizza. How about you, Jarrett? What's your favorite?
You know, I love the spicy sausage. I definitely like a little bit of spice in my food, and I like meat on my pizza for sure. So,
is gluten-free crust an option down the road for you guys?
It's something that we've definitely looked into. You know, the gentleman that had the company before us tried to do some gluten-free, and he couldn't get the dough to react in the oven at 900 degrees. It was just breaking down. So that's definitely something that we want to, you know, look at.
Yeah, play with it, figure out, and see if you can find a winning combination.
Definitely.
Yeah. But I did hear you say earlier that you want to play with the recipes and add on to the menu. And how fun is that?
Right.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. But right now, the best part is that we have our staples, our pepperoni, our cheese, our margarita, and the spicy sausage. But we also have your build your own pizza. So people can come up and kind of personalize their own pizza. You know, we don't have the ham and pineapple specifically on our menu, but to be able to come up and build your own pizza from scratch is also something exciting. You know, when I have friends that run trucks up in Utah and stuff like that, you know, he has a Jamaican truck and we're going to look at doing a Jamaican curry chicken pizza. So there's all kinds of different things on the horizon for sure.
You know, as you're describing the different pizzas, I'm imagining that I'm back in line earlier today and one of the gals behind me had mentioned that you guys will, you can do half and half. Is that a typical thing for you? Don't mind if people...
Not at all. You know, we're here for them and we're making that pizza from scratch. So there's nothing that we can't do as long as it's available. You know, we had someone, we did a private party and out of the blue, I get an email that says, will you have anchovies that are at our party? And when we do the catering, you know, we usually do our five staple pizzas, our cheese, our pepperoni, margarita. And I said, well, you know, we generally don't carry the anchovies. And you know, you get that little remark, but you know, of course, we showed up with anchovies and
sweet
one can of anchovies, mind you,
right?
One can.
But you, like you said, you do right. What you can to serve your clientele and make them happy. And
what's
one can of anchovies, right?
Oh, for sure. And you know, and I didn't go out of my way to like say, yeah, we'll have them, but it was more of like when they brought it up, I pulled it out of my back pocket.
I
for
can
sure.
make it work, absolutely. Another thing that I thought of when you were sharing the different types of pizza that you offer. Different from a restaurant, I never thought about this before, but food trucks are an opportunity for people to engage with each other while they're standing in line. I mean, when we're in fast food line or whatever, we're not usually having a conversation about what we're going to order with the people behind us in front of us. But I am now reflecting on the few times that I've been in a food truck line, people just start having conversations. I was at a donut truck not too long ago at my son's baseball game, and there was lively conversations all about these donuts. And today it was the same thing with Dough Mama Pizza. Is that part of kind of what's neat about this experience? I would imagine it's fun.
Well, cooking the pizzas, you know, I kind of hear the chatter going around the window and stuff like that. And you definitely hear people, oh, what pizza is that as it's walking away or, you know, and you're definitely, and then that's where that conversation comes in and the questioning. And then it's like, oh, that's something I want to order, but it looks good,
yep.
You know? So it's definitely engaging to be able to see the camaraderie and, you know, people enjoying it and actually see the smile as they're walking away with the pizza in their hand.
Yeah. So. And go ahead, Jerry.
I think too, the other thing I notice, it's more of a community, right? And so at first when food trucks came out, and not knocking it, right? But there's a lot of taco stands, there's a lot of hot dog stands, and you know, all kinds of different food. And we're a pizza truck. The other thing about us is we really have this masterpiece oven. It is a custom built mosaic.
It's a beautiful oven. Yes,
it's a mosaic custom mosaic oven that the previous owner's wife did. She's actually an artist, works with the city of Tempe, and it's a beautiful piece. So actually at First Friday, an art walk, right? People thought we were there displaying our oven. And then they smelled the pecan wood in the air and they ordered a pizza. So that's the other thing, is people tend to put their phones away after they order. They look at the pizza that's being hand-pressed for their custom order and then being fired within 90 seconds into that oven. So it really becomes, you know, a time for conversation.
And
so I am glad
you
noticed
experience.
That.
Yeah, I've never thought about that before, but that makes sense. We're on the second floor of our building, and I was, you know, up and down a couple of times while you guys were here. And the few times I was in the elevator with people are like, I smell pizza. Like, this is going to be kind of fun today. So the aroma of pizza coming through the air and into the building, it was kind of fun. So it really is, food trucks really provide this whole experience. I know restaurants do that too, but there are different aspects that a food truck can offer that a brick and mortar restaurant can't do.
Right. Well, and if you notice, we didn't have chairs or tables out there either, you know? So it was, you're standing and you're waiting. And of course, people are on their phones, but they're also engaging in conversation. And they're asking us questions, you know, all of the similar ones you've asked today about, well, how hot does that have to be? And how long does it take to cook the pizza? And do you burn any specific wood? And we're always, you know, readily there to answer those questions because we love them.
And again, comparing to a brick and mortar restaurant, we don't really often have, unless it's a high-end experience, we don't have access to the chef like that.
Right.
You know, he or she just kind of maybe once in a while gets to pass through, but only briefly. This is just right there up close and personal.
That's right.
Yeah. Love it. Tell our listeners where they can get a hold of you and how they can find out about more about getting Dough Mama Pizza out to their businesses and events.
Of course. So, you know, we do have a website. It's DoughMamaPizza.com. And then we also are very active on both Instagram and Facebook. So our Facebook handle is Dough Mama. I will say there's another pizza Dough Mama out there, but we are obviously the one here in Arizona. So Dough Mama for Facebook and Who Dough Mama for Instagram. So WHO Dough Mama. So Who Dough Mama on Instagram. And then our telephone number is
480-340-0606.
Excellent. It has been so fun to get to know this aspect of your life, Jared, and to meet Josh for the first time. And I have already heard Brooke, our receptionist, say that she wants to get you guys on regular rotation with us. And again, our sister property, Regis, on the water in downtown Tempe Lake. I know that they are looking forward to having you back as well. Any last thing that you'd like to share with our listeners that I hadn't thought to cover today?
You know, not that I can think of. We do ask that if you have a need to raise some money, some dough, if you will, you know, reach out to us. And then, of course, if you have any special event coming up, we would love to serve your needs.
Perfect. Excellent. Well, happy holidays to both of you. And thanks again for making time out for our location today to take care of our bellies during lunch and then to find your way here to the Business Radio X studio for the afternoon. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some leans right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.